Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
So I want to look today at John 6, John chapter 6, if you want to turn to John chapter 6. We have right now... Alrighty. So John 6, verse 22, I believe. Hold on. Yes. So good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here and joining us today. And I want to talk about John 6, something that's important to understand. Because, you know, a lot of people are focused on the works that we find, the Torah, and understanding that sin is transgression of the Torah, sin is transgression of the works, and we're called to be obedient children of Yahweh. You know, and I often say that the average person or the Christian is my brother because they believe in Yahshua. And people say, oh, no, if they're sinning or not following all the works of Torah, they're not my brother. What makes them my brother is they believe in Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, not the works they're doing. So somebody could say, well, if they're living in sin, how could you call them your brother? And how can they have salvation if they're living in sin? We need to be careful here, because if it was works that secured our salvation, we are all in trouble. And I would say works are a good confirmation and measure stick where we're at with our Messiah and where our relationship is. Now, as for who do we call our brother and who do we not call our brother? You know, one of my favorite books that I read is Fox's Books of Martyrs or Martyrs. And these people did not know, or at least some of them did not know, or did not keep the Torah. They were under the common delusion of the Christian church today that says, you know, the law is done away with. We don't need to follow the commandments of our Creator. They weren't keeping Passover. They weren't keeping the Sabbath. But these people are still willing to die for Yahshua. Then there are people that keep these feast days and keep all the scriptures, the commandments and so on, but they wouldn't be willing to die for Yahshua. They don't have faith and trust in Him and Him being in control. And some just don't believe He's the Messiah. Some people call them, call that Judaism. But it's also part of Christianity or Hebraic roots. People that haven't gone fully to faith in Yahshua. We need to trust Him in all areas of our life. And this is a reminder to me and everyone else. Not only did He die for us and set us free, but He's still taking care of our issues and our problems and still answering our prayers. And it's easy when things are going great in your life to stand up and say, I believe in Yahshua. But when your life is on the line, then what do you do? Then what do you do? I remember I saw a movie recently about the Columbine shooting at the high school. And this one girl who was a Christian was one of the victims. And the gunman came up to her, knowing she was a Christian, stuck a gun in the face and says, where's your belief in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? Where's that now? Do you still believe in Yahshua? And she looked right in the barrel of the gun, and she looked right in the eyes and said, absolutely I do. my faith and my life with everything I believe in Yeshua. And they ended up shooting her. How many of you would sit there with death of your physical body the consequence, still proclaim Yeshua as your Messiah? It's a tough question to ask, and prayerfully, none of us will ever be in that situation. But faith is not often tested. It's not often tested. And we know what scripture calls an abomination. In today's world, we like to pick and choose, and even in Christianity and even in Hebrew roots, we like to pick and choose what topics are forgivable and what topics are not forgivable, or what subjects. Most Christians believe if somebody's a homosexual but still living an abominational life, there's absolutely no chance of them getting having salvation. There's actually no chance of them having faith in Yeshua. But that same person wouldn't condemn somebody who was not keeping the Sabbath. But the scriptures call them both an abomination. The scriptures to me reveal that keeping the Torah, keeping the commandments, doing the things it says to do and not doing the things it says not to do, avoiding and not adding or taking away, is about blessings and curses, not about salvation. Now, this is something that several people seem to disagree with me on, but so be it. We'll find out the truth one day. But our salvation rests on our faith. On our faith, not on our works. The blessings and curses in our lives, that's about our works. If you take a homosexual, Sabbath breaking, lying, stealing, deceiving man whose faith is put to the test and he's willing to die to stand up for Yeshua versus the most obedient Torah keeping person out there who would not take that leap of faith if death was on the line. I pray as you're listening to this, you're getting what I'm getting at here. In no way am I excusing how we are supposed to act and be as a believer. The scriptures tell us clearly what is right and wrong according to scripture, and sin is what is wrong. And sin is what we are to be against and teach against and live against. And nowhere in the scriptures did Yahshua, the one they called Jesus, put an end to these guidelines and instructions that we are to live by. Nowhere in the scriptures was these instructions, these guidelines, these commandments done away with. Then there's the phrase that says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I know many people that are very obedient to keeping many of the commandments. They have no faith. They have no faith. Does that mean that somebody who's not keeping the commandments doesn't love Yeshua? Faith is the measure stick, or faith is the final result. Not that we did this or we did that. As a matter of fact, those that are keeping the commandments are receiving amazing blessings. You could almost suggest they're more in love with themselves than anything else, because some of them are doing it not to exalt Yahshua, but for their own personal gain, because I want to be blessed. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be blessed, but that shouldn't be the motivation for what you're doing, why you're doing it. What should be the motivation is to understand we could set an example of, of how Yeshua wants us to live and the life he wants us to live. So I want to go to John 6, 22 to 42. It says, the next day, the crowd that had stayed on the far shore saw the disciples had taken the only boat they had realized Yeshua had not gone with them. Several boats from Tiberias landed near the place where Yeshua had blessed the bread and the people had eaten. So when the crowd saw that neither Yeshua nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went across to Capernaum to look for him. They found him on the other side of the lake and asked, Rabbi, when did you get here? Yeshua replied. So listen, everyone. This is Yeshua reading 6:22 going on. I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. Wow. Wow. This personal gain. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy on seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For Yahweh the Father has given me the seal of approval. Do we get that? Do we understand we get blessed for keeping the Torah and we get such a easier way in this life with so much less stress? And it's a wonderful thing to do these things, because the more we live in sin, the harder we make it for us. The harder we make it for us. And that's not a reason to disobey. It's a valid reason to desire to be obedient. But the end goal needs to be the faith of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He goes on and says, they replied, we want to perform Yahweh's works too. What should we do? Yeshua told them, this is the only work. The only work Yahweh wants from you. The only work Yahweh wants from you. Does that discount all of the work of the Torah? Absolutely not. Because Torah is Torah. It's the guidelines and the instructions. It should become part of our life. It shouldn't have to be work. It should be just how we are and what we do. It shouldn't have to be something we have to strive to do. It's something we just do, because that's how we're brought up when we do it. But the only work Yahweh wants you to do is believe in the one who he has sent. That's so important here to understand right from the lips of Yahshua. So the Torah is not really work. We say good works and all this. No, that's how it should be. That should be normal. But going beyond that, the work, the actual thing that takes work, it's like really takes work, is, and that we strive for, is to believe in the one he sent. And why? Because now we got a battle of flesh versus spiritual things. So we have to work to get away from the fleshly things. The fleshly things shouldn't be work. The fleshly things are the way we're brought up, the way we believe, and what we do on a regular basis. We don't have to work to be obedient. We should be obedient. It shouldn't be a job to be obedient. Living in the flesh and the spiritual are two different things. But just because we're living in the flesh, there's two ways to live in the flesh, being obedient or disobedient. But it's not work. It's life. Do you get that? It's not work, it's life. It's not work to keep the Sabbath, it's life. That's how it's supposed to be. It's like people say, well, you eat that way, you're on that diet. I'm not on a diet, it's my lifestyle. I don't work to eat a certain way, it's my lifestyle. However, the spiritual thing that goes against the flesh is to believe in the one who he has sent. But still the people ask, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What? How much more of a miraculous sign does one need? And they said, after all, our ancestors ate manna while they were journeying throughout the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave bread from heaven to eat. Yeshua said, I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My father did. And now he offers the true bread of heaven. The true bread of Yahweh is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. And Yeshua replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of Yahweh who sent me, not my own will. And this is the will of Yahweh, that I should not lose even one of those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up in the last day. All who see his Son and believe in him. And believe in him. So we need to go back to what we saw earlier and what we were reading earlier. It says here, this is the only work Yahweh wants from you, is to believe in the one who he has sent. So when I read Fox's Books of Martyrs and I see all these people that have been martyred throughout the years, when I hear about the people being persecuted in jail right now but will not denounce Yeshua as their Messiah, when I hear all these different things, I have hope and faith. When I see the person on the cross right next to Yeshua who believed in him in his last day, regardless of the way he lived and what he did in life, Yeshua is saying, this day you will be with me. This day you will believe in me. Our lifestyle should live a life according to the example set in scripture. But our work and our responsibility is to go out there and tell people how to have eternal life. And to have eternal life is not by doing these works, these instructions, these guidelines. That's going to get us through this life. Eternal life is based on one thing and one thing only, and it's belief in Yahshua. That's it. That's it. It's not based on the things we should already be doing. And then we go into scriptures, and it says in the scriptures, and every knee will bend, and every tongue will bow, that every tongue will say that Yeshua is Yahweh. Every knee will bend. And that Yeshua is Yahweh. Every tongue will confess that Yeshua is Yahweh. To believe in him and to believe in his truth and to understand this is essential. And I want us to question ourselves and question our motives and question our ideas and question our things. When I look at the Christian church today, I see buildings filled with people who do believe in Yahshua. I'm going to say that again. When I look at a Christian church, I see buildings filled with people who believe in Yahshua, securing their eternal life because they believe in Yahshua. Whoa, that's a controversial one, because if they believe in Yahshua, why are they cursing? Why are they committing adultery? Why are they doing abortions? Why are they dressing immodest? Why are they still drinking and getting drunk? Why are they not keeping the Sabbath? Why are they not keeping our Creator's feast days? How could you say they believe in him while they're not doing all these different things? Because you could believe in him and not have perfect understanding of the model of how we are to live our lives here or do it. People are struggling in their addictions. People are struggling in their emotions and so on. It's our job to confess, to talk to people about Yeshua. That is our job and our role. Now, people that are struggling, people that are going through disease, you know, spiritual warfare is real, folks. And disobedience is a major cause of physical disease in our lives. And a lot of people don't want to hear this. Disobedience is a major cause of physical disease in our lives. And people will get upset and say, how can you even think that I'm responsible for my disease? Well, I didn't say it. The scripture says it. Blessings and curses. Disease is a curse. You could believe in Yeshua and still have curse in your life because of your lifestyle. Why are some people blessed that don't believe in Yeshua? Because of their lifestyle. However, we're talking about eternal life here. Eternal life is not based on our lifestyle. Eternal life is based on our faith in Yeshua. Eternal life is based on our faith in Yeshua. Again, I tell you with great caution, do not excuse that as a reason to live in sin. Do not excuse that as a reason not to do the works. Yeshua didn't die so we could, as an excuse for us to live in sin. He showed us who he was. He showed us who he was. And we have to have faith and belief and trust in that. I want everyone that's listening to go out there and let people know the truth of who Yeshua is. How many people are we quick to condemn for their lifestyle, whether it's keeping the Sabbath, or whether it's homosexuality and all these different things? We're quick to condemn that. But how many of them have we told Yeshua loves you and he died for you? How many have we told that to? We have to get this, and we have to get this right. And I would think if somebody truly believes in Yeshua, yes, they'll want their lifestyle to go along with the model of scripture. But that's not always the case. That's not always what people are taught. That's not what always people are trained to do. It takes a righteous man who believes in Yeshua to stay faithful his whole life. And it's a sad thing that he has to suffer because of his disobedience and sins. But I just pray for everyone out there that you come to know when your life is on the line. When your life is on the line, you could say honestly that you have faith and believe in the eternal life that Yeshua promises you, not because of the works you did, not because of the life you lived, not because of the money you gave, but because simply you have faith. You have faith and you believe it. And you believe it. I pray we can get ourselves to that point where our faith isn't a result, isn't an outcome of our works. That we could be blessed and thankful for the Torah as our guideline and way to live. That our Creator loved us so much. Not only did he give us the most amazing gift of Yeshua to die for us, but he also gave us a guideline of how to live our life while we're here. Yeshua is about the eternal life, about what's ahead in the future. You see, the original covenant and the Torah and these guidelines in scripture are all about life here now. All about the things we need to do now in this life. They're all about that. and how to be blessed and safe and secure and set the example for what we look forward to, and that is the future life to come. And that's what Yeshua is all about. All about. And the faith in him. And I pray that you have that faith and you don't overlook this message, and you come to know this truth. And for those of you that are teaching, if you're not doing the works, you don't have salvation, well, that decision is not yours. Judgment day will come. And we are called to be judgmental. We are called to judge one another. We are called to discern one another. But that final decision of salvation shouldn't even come out of our lips. That's not up to us. But I read to you again in scripture. The only work Yahweh wants from you is to believe in the one he has sent. That's the only work. Living against Torah, living according to Torah shouldn't be work. Not sinning shouldn't be work. It should be just the life we live, because that's how we live. Because that's how we live. And trust in Yeshua. It's the only way, the truth, and the life, and the only hope for eternity, for our eternal life. So praise Yah. Praise Yah for this blessed day. And I pray that you have a blessed day. And this means something to you. Go out there and tell people Yeshua died for them. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for listening. For everybody, we have live fellowship every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. We also have a live Bible study every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries, as well. You can see all our previous teachings on our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And most important, every morning at 6 a.m., we have live prayer. You can get on there and just type in your prayer request. You could ask questions at any time through the YouTube channel, through the website. I want to thank you, pray for you, and support you all in your learning and your understanding of the scriptures. And thank you for your presence, your support of this ministry. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you. Yahweh protect you. And go out there today and let people know that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, died for them. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City. You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Checks start coming in the mail. People start handing me money. And, you know, it's never been a financial strain. Time off of work. You know, you get 2 weeks, 3 weeks vacation. You know, you have a choice. You know, life's about choices, you know, and the sacrifice that you make to go on a short-term mission trip will be the greatest experience you ever have. Because usually you go on vacation, you go to somewhere nicer than where you normally live, and you come back a little bit less grateful because, you know, man, that, you know, in your mind you're contrasting all the marble in the hotels and, you know, all this.
Right.
And you're just kind of, most people live in ordinary homes, you know, but you go somewhere else and you come back and you look at your house and it's like a palace. Mm. You know, and then you can never outgive God.
Right. A young man I bumped into at Samaritan's Purse, and really, I think the idea here really is also, are you involved in ways that you could be serving your community through your church? I know that That's one of the biggest calls in any local body of believers is, are you